From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Speer. A judge has imposed the maximum sentence on the man convicted of murdering a Kansas abortion provider. Judge Warren Wilbert sentencing 52-year-old Scott Roeder to a mandatory term of life in prison with no chance of parole for 50 years. Wilbert delivered the sentence after letting Roeder deliver a rambling lecture in which he decried abortion and defended his killing of Dr. George Tiller. Wilbert noting it's very unlikely Roeder will ever be freed.
As a condition of your parole, should it ever be granted, and you live to the age of 102 years and beyond, under the law, I will assess the $100 application fee to be reimbursed to the Board of Indigent Defense Services for your court-appointed attorney.
Roeder repeatedly interrupted today's court proceedings, at one point saying he carried out the slaying of Tiller to protect unborn babies. Roeder admitted to gunning down the doctor in the foyer of a Wichita church last May. Travel conditions are starting to improve in parts of soggy New England today. Officials in Rhode Island say they have reopened a shutdown portion of I-95. As waters recede from the worst flooding to hit the region in some 200 years, residents in some of the harder-hit areas now have the difficult job of assessing damages to their homes and businesses. President Obama has already issued federal disaster declarations for both Massachusetts and Rhode Island. Mr. Obama is in Massachusetts tonight for a pair of fundraisers. U.S. automakers are reporting large sales gains for the month of March. Jerome Vaughn of member station WDET has this report from Detroit.
The country's three largest automakers are reporting sales increases of more than 40% compared to March 2009. General Motors showed a year-over-year sales improvement of 43%, not including its eliminated Pontiac and Saturn brands. The Detroit automaker says demand for its crossover vehicles doubled last month. Ford's March sales also jumped 43%. The company says new or upgraded models led more customers to return to its showrooms. Even Toyota posted a 41% sales increase as consumers began to regain confidence in the brand after the recall of several million vehicles to fix accelerator problems. Industry analysts say vehicle incentives and comparisons to sales during the depth of the U.S. recession boosted the sales growth percentages. Chrysler sales fell 8% for the month. For NPR News, I'm Jerome Vaughn in Detroit.
New fuel efficiency standards for cars and trucks will have a profound impact on both the environment and on consumers' pocketbooks. That's according to Transportation Secretary Ray LaHood. Speaking to reporters via conference call, LaHood called the more stringent requirements a win-win proposition.
Putting more fuel-efficient cars on the road isn't just the right thing to do for our environment. It's also a great way for Americans to save a lot of money at the pump.
According to the EPA, the savings could amount to as much as $3,000 per vehicle. Stock market closed for Good Friday tomorrow. Investors decided to push the market up today. The Dow was up 70 points, ending the session at 10,927. This is NPR. A California mountaineer who was stranded alone on top of Mount Shasta for 4 days has been found dead. NPR's Richard Gonzalez reports.
Rescuers found the body of 26-year-old Thomas Bennett of Oakland in a snow cave. He had been climbing the 14,000-foot peak last weekend with a friend, Mark Thomas. But the weather turned for the worst, and Bennett began showing signs of altitude sickness. Thomas left Bennett in the snow cave with water, granola, and candy bars and went to seek help. Dangerous winds and snowstorms delayed the search for 4 days. Finally, a 7-man team helicoptered in Thursday and found Bennett's body. Richard Gonzalez, NPR News, San Francisco.
Holy Thursday at the Vatican, where Pope Benedict XVI washed the feet of 12 priests in a ceremony symbolizing humility and commemorating Jesus' Last Supper with his 12 apostles on the evening before his crucifixion. Benedict made no mention of some of the recent clerical sex abuse scandals that have roiled the church. At a mass at St. Peter's Basilica earlier today, the pontiff urged priests to oppose violence and said Catholics are called upon to engage in a constant examination of conscience. The man described by some as the father of the modern personal computer has died. According to his son, Dr. Henry Roberts died today in Georgia after several months battling pneumonia. Best known for developing and marketing the Altair 8800 in the 1970s, the build-it-yourself kit was operated by a series of switches and had no display screen. However, it was the Altair that would ultimately inspire Microsoft founders Bill Gates and Paul Allen to found their company in 1975. Roberts was 68. I'm Jack Speer, NPR News in Washington.